prayers that God always answers. The sermon will be quite simple. I don't think it'll be lengthy. Psalm chapter 4. Stand once you find it, if you will. Remember, if you have a cell phone, we always ask that you would, out of respect of the church service, turn it off or turn it on vibrate so it doesn't interrupt our service. And we never play with them during the church service. Psalm chapter 4, starting with verse number 1, it says this: Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. And let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, help us tonight. Lord, I want us to see that you're very, very desirous to answer our prayers. Somehow, Lord, make the practicality of tonight's sermon exactly what someone needs, please. Thank you that you invented, created this thing called prayer. Now help us to take advantage of it, and may we, as a result, glorify you in all that we do. Spirit of God, control this simple service tonight, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there. What I'm going to say in the next few minutes, I'll talk to you about prayers that God always answers. Have you ever wished that you could really honestly get some prayers answered? I'll give you some prayers that if you'll pray them, I think we can guarantee that God will answer those prayers. It's almost like if you pray this, he'll answer. I'll show you what I mean. In Psalm chapter 4, verse number 1, it says this: Hear me when I call, O God. At the end of the verse, it says again, and hear my prayer. Now, so you know, prayer is asking. Prayer is calling out to God. And here, the psalmist is saying, I just want God to hear my prayers. But the truth is, I think we all want him to do more than hear our prayers. He hears all your prayers. But we want him to do more than just hear them. We want answer. Then when I get to verse number 3 of Psalm chapter 4, it says this: But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. There's some confidence there, and I don't think it's cockiness. I think there's just confidence. I think the psalmist really says, I'm going to pray, God's going to hear, and I think the psalmist also believes that God is going to answer. You ever feel like you pray and your prayers bounce off the ceiling and hit you in the back of the head? You struggle with getting prayers answered in your life, and ask yourself this question: Do you really get prayers answered? I want you to. I think God wants you to. You know, God is so good to us. I made this statement a few weeks ago, and it's, again, it's not a complex statement at all. It's not deep. But, you know, the things that we ought to pray for and we don't, God even goes ahead and attends to some of those. Now, God wants you to pray. God wants you to talk to him. But the truth is, there are times when we don't pray, and God goes ahead and answers what we should have had the character to ask for. That's how good God is to us. But do you have yourself in the position where you really don't pray for specific requests because you tried that some and it didn't work? There are some people, they pray all in generalities because they're afraid that, you know, if I pray for something specific, I'm not going to get it. I prayed for something specific before and I didn't get it. And so everything's in generalities, you know. God bless America. And, you know, oh God, bless the missionaries. We can get pretty general in the way we handle things. I just want you to know that I think we can be specific. I think we can ask for specific things from God. I don't think there's anything wrong with praying in what we'd call generalities. But I'm going to talk to you about some things that if you'll pray it, God's going to answer it. You say, that sounds good. Because I don't really like that part of Christianity where we have our pride and we kind of want to impress everybody with our spirituality, and we like everybody to believe that maybe we're a little more spiritual or accomplishing a little more than what we actually are. That part of Christianity, I think, is a bit a waste of our time. I'm not going to be able to eliminate it. I'm not going to be able to get rid of it. We're all still going to continue to be that way. But I'd just like to real simply give you some things tonight. If you pray these, God will answer. And for some, you're going to say, this is good, because I really like to get some prayers answered. Let me show you what I mean. A prayer that you can pray that God will answer. It's simple. God, save me. Do you know that every person that's ever asked Jesus and they ask sincerely that he would save them, you know what happened? He answered every one of them. 100% of the time. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. He still hears for that cry of salvation. So, if you understand what I'm saying here, there are people out there, you say, I'd like to get a prayer answered. Well, if you're not saved, pray and ask Jesus to save you and you'll get your prayer answered. You'll get your prayer answered. God loves to answer that request. When someone realizes they're a sinner and that there's a penalty for that sin and that Jesus paid that penalty with his death, burial, and resurrection, and they humble themselves and say, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Jesus, just save me. He said, I answer that prayer all day long, every day. He said, I love answering that prayer. There's a story in Luke chapter 23 where there was a thief on the cross. Remember when Jesus was being crucified and that thief said this while hanging on that cross. He said to Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You know what the Bible then says in verse number 43? The answer was, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know what that was? Someone said, save me. Jesus said, you got it. You got it. When you ask him to save you, he does. When you ask him to save you, he did. I believe that Jesus Christ sits on the edge of his throne in heaven just waiting for someone to pray that prayer. I think he is just so thrilled with that prayer. And you say, well, wonder, what do I have to do? It's not real complicated. And there are many different ways of wording it. Matter of fact, how you say it is not as big a deal as what you're thinking and what's going on in your heart while you're doing it. You say, I'm not really sure exactly how to pray the exact sinner's prayer. God's already looked down in your heart and realizes that's what you want. And he's saying, come on, just spit it out. You ever heard someone pray and they stumble through it and they're even worried. Did I do that right? I just love that because I'm thinking, oh, you did it so right. Why? Because for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We're merely, when we pray for salvation, are articulating on the outside a belief that's already been taken care of on the inside, and bang, God saved us. So the sermon is some prayers. God always answers. So you say, preacher, I don't know that I've ever had God answer a prayer. Well, then you probably ought to come down here and let us get you saved tonight if that's not the case. Because I'll guarantee you've had the biggest prayer you ever needed to have answered, and that was for your salvation. Number two, God loves to answer this prayer. Simple. God, forgive me. Well, I love the simplicity of the Bible. God, forgive me. Psalm 103 verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I'm so happy. I can pray and I can say, God, save me. And he said, I'll answer that prayer. And then, because I'm a sinner, after I got saved, I still goop up and I do stupid things. I can go to him and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And he again is sitting on the edge of his seat and says, I'm so glad to hear you pray that prayer. God loves answering that prayer. No, God doesn't want us to sin. But it does say there, he forgiveth all thine iniquities. God loves to forgive. God loves your prayer when you say, God, I'm sorry. God, I messed up. Each time you go to him and you sincerely say, God, forgive me, he will. You say, but preacher, I messed up and I went to God and I said, forgive me. And I think he did. And then a few months later, I messed up in that same area again. You know what God wants you to do? Come back and ask for forgiveness again. You say, but he already answered it once. No limit on this thing. He'll forgive you again. When I don't think I'm trying to justify your repetitive failures, I want you to knock it off and live right and do the right thing. But I will tell you, however many times you fall, If you'll ask Him to forgive you, He'll answer that prayer that many times. God does not want your sin to separate you from Him. By faith, you claim that forgiveness. I love the story in Matthew chapter 18 where Peter asked Jesus one day. He said, Peter said, Jesus, how often should I forgive? Should I forgive up to 7 times? And Jesus said, well, how about you forgive up to 70 times 7? That's 490 times. And Jesus was telling Peter, you need to repetitively forgive people. Peter might have said, well, why should I do that? And Jesus could have said, well, that's what I do with you, buddy. And you might say, well, why should I forgive? You know, my friend has repeatedly, it's 5 or 6 times now, that's happened. Why should I forgive? Well, you better hope God never withdraws His answer to your prayer for forgiveness, but He doesn't. And I know there's sometimes, and I think really sincere people sometimes say, it's just hard for me to go back to the Lord and ask Him to forgive me again. It may be hard for you because you're ashamed and you let Him down. But He wants you to come back. And He wants to forgive you. He wants that. So, the sermon is all about prayers. God always answers. God save me. He said, every time, I'll do it. God forgive me. Every time. Number 3, God be patient with me. God be patient with me. Folks, do you realize how patient God already is with us? Romans 15:5 says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Now notice, it's telling us that our God is a God of great patience, and you and I should be like-minded. We should learn to be patient with one another. Did you know you don't even have to pray for God to be patient with you? And He already is. Matter of fact, He's patient with the fact that you don't ask Him to be patient with you. Look, folks, let me tell you something. If you're not dead, then God's been patient. If God lost His patience with you, you're in real bad shape real quick. I mean, it's one thing when we lose our patience with each other, but the holy, mighty, powerful God that we serve, if one day He loses His patience, he could be impatient with me and destroy the whole world. He's just one of those people you don't want to tick off. God answers the prayer, please God, be patient with me. Be patient with me. He is and He has been. It would be hard for us to understand the depth of His holiness and what He is capable of and the width of His righteousness. He is patient 24/7 with you already. And when you pray, say, oh God, be patient. He is. He lets you grow. He waits on you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to come toward Him. So, if you want to pray a prayer that God will answer, say, Lord, please be patient with me. And that will be answered immediately. God, forgive me. You know what He'll do? Just like that, He'll forgive you. Matter of fact, He already had. He's just waiting for you to ask. God, save me. Just like that. I mean, in a split second, you're saved. What's another prayer that you and I could pray that God's going to answer? How about this one? God, be merciful to me. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Let me read to you. Psalm 106, verse number 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Here the Bible tells us that God has an enduring mercy. You know what that means? It doesn't end. It endures. You ever go visit the mother-in-law and you think that this is an enduring visit? What's that mean? You're thinking, this ain't ever going to end. This ain't ever going to end. How long could this possibly take? I've got good news for you. The mercy of Almighty God is enduring. That means it holds up. The mercy that God has promised you has a lifetime warranty. I buy a car and they say, well, you've got a 36,000-mile warranty. Can I tell you when things start going wrong with my car? At 36,050 miles. Everything starts falling apart. I can buy it and they said, well, you can get this washer and dryer and we're going to give you a 2-year warranty on it. 2 years and 1 week into it. Belts start falling off of it and everything. Isn't it amazing? But you know what? The mercy that God expresses toward his children is eternally enduring. Every day you live is another day that God's mercy is applied to your life. Some here are, you know, I believe this. I believe there are some of us here, and I'll include myself. I think I'm only here today because of one thing, God's mercy. God's mercy. I've done things dumb enough that God probably should have killed me a long time ago. And I just thank him and glorify him today that his mercy is still good. No matter what you face, his mercy is involved. No matter what your burden could, it could be worse, and his mercy is involved. So if you're here today and you cry out to God and you say, Lord, have mercy on me, I promise you, he is and does answer that prayer. You say, but preacher, I asked God would have mercy on me, and I would not get that speeding ticket. Now, here's where the mercy came in. You may have got that ticket, but you didn't get the one last week that you deserved that you should have gotten. I will promise you, in whatever way you ask for mercy, you will get mercy as a result. He's not going to let you out of everything you do. Brother Steed, I think if you'll help me at the door, and everybody else, you can look right this way. He's not going to, you know, we're not saying that that mercy is going to result in you getting out of every bit of trouble that you cause and you being set free of every penalty that you brought upon yourself. But let me tell you, even when you and I are punished in this life, God's mercy is still there. You say, how so? Well, if you're saved, you're never going to go to hell. It's the biggest dose of mercy you're ever going to have. But when we pray and say, oh God, please have mercy, I promise you God's mercy gets involved. When we pray and say, oh God, forgive, he answers that prayer. When if you're lost and you pray and say, God, save me, he'll save you. Let me give you another one. I think when you pray this simple prayer, God, use me, he'll answer that prayer. God's just, he's waiting for people to want to be used. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, it says, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Any saved person who wants to be used, God will use them. It may be in a small way. It may be in a large way. The key is this. Now, let me explain. If you're here tonight and you say, God, use me, he will immediately put in place a way for you to be used. But he's not going to do it for you. If you say, use me, then you must go do something for him. And he'll use you. Now, so you understand, we can develop a bit of a welfare mentality in life. God's not going to do it for you. Oh, God, help me to serve you. He'll say, okay, I will. Now go pick up that rake and serve me. But God's not going to pick up the rake and rake the churchyard for you. When you say, I want to serve you, that means there is energy that's going to be invested on your behalf. And God will always figure out a way. You say, well, wonder if I'm a sinner. I know a woman at a well that was used of God. You talk about filthy morally. She was used of God. Now, I think the more you clean up your life, the greater you can be used. But anybody can be used of God. And so I say to you, if you pray and say, God, use me, to some degree, he will answer that prayer, I believe, 100% of the time. God wants to use us. God's looking for people to use. So you say, I want my prayers answered. Well, if you're unsaved, I guarantee you the answer to the prayer of salvation. If you're saved and you say, I want my prayers answered, I'll guarantee you if you'll ask God to forgive you, he will. I'll guarantee you if you say, God, use me, he'll figure out a way to use you. If you say, God, be patient with me, he'll answer that prayer. If you say, God, be merciful to me, he'll answer that prayer. Get this one. Another prayer. It's very simple. You pray this. God, give me the strength to do right. He always answers that prayer. And so y'all know, part of my job is to teach you the Bible. Another part, I feel like, is to defend the gospel. And when I tell people, if you pray and ask God to give you strength, he does. And I've had people say, well, he didn't. makes me want to do this. I want to say, put them up. Don't you blame God when you asking for strength and he gave it to you and then you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Your failure, when you ask for strength, the failure was not God making it available to you. It was you taking what he had made available and using it. And so, if you say, God, help me to do right. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse number 9, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. Someone is saying, I want to do the right thing. I want to practice or live righteousness. Help me to do right. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with that temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. You know what God is saying to you? I will never put more on you than what you can handle in regard to temptation. When temptation comes to you, I will give you the strength to say no. Now, if you don't say no, that's not God's lack. He answered the prayer for the strength. You didn't receive and use the strength he made available. God, help me to tell the truth. He will. You say, but I lied. Yes, you did. But it wasn't his fault. He had helped you. He will. If you pray and say, God, help me to tell the truth, he will give you the strength to tell the truth. But if you don't tell the truth, it is not the absence of the answer to the prayer. It is the absence of your commitment to do what God gave you the strength to do. Oh, God, help me to be moral. He will. Now, if you'll use the strength he gave you. God, oh, help me. I don't want to tip the bottle and bring drunkenness into my life. He can help you. And he will provide you whatever strength you're willing to use. God will answer the prayer to give you strength. The issue is not, did God answer the prayer? I believe the issue is, what did you do with the strength that he gave you? Let me give you one more, and we'll be done. The whole sermon is, prayers, God always answers. The prayer of salvation, God will answer it. The prayer for forgiveness, God will answer it. The prayer to be used, God will answer it. The prayer for God's patience or the prayer for God's mercy, he'll answer it. The prayer for strength to do right. And then this one. God, teach me about you. Oh, he sat at the edge of his seat. I don't care who you are. You say, I'm lost. Ask him to teach you about him. He will. You say, I'm living in sin. Ask him to teach you about you. Him, he'll teach you about him. He wants you to learn about him. Psalm 119, verse 37 says, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. God longs to answer that request. I don't think there's ever a shortage of education in regard to God being the teacher and you being the student. If you sincerely say, God, I want to learn of you, he is going to bring so much learning toward you, you're not going to know what to do with it all. Here's the problem. What are you going to do? Are you going to capitalize on the learning that's available? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but sometimes I can't figure out any other way to say it and cloak it properly. I'll have people say to me, Preacher, I just wish, could you come by my house and have a Bible study? I could come by your house and have a Bible study, but you lunkhead, why didn't you show up for church last Wednesday night or last Sunday night? Why didn't you come to Sunday school today? You want me to come by and give you a personal tutoring, but we had four or five different sermons preached all in the same week, 52 weeks a year, but you say you want to learn of God. Now look, you go home and say, oh, God, teach me the Bible. Then you never show up for church. I'm going to guess the Bible has been taught in an ample and an abundant way. Again, it is not the absence of the education. It's the absence of the student showing up to get the education. But I believe God always answers the prayer. When you say, oh God, teach me of you, he will. He will. He'll answer that prayer every time. Matter of fact, he'll give you all you can handle. He will not withhold himself of you and I learning. Boy, we have the Holy Spirit as a personal tutor, and we can read our Bibles. I believe that God wants to answer our prayers. I really believe that. I think there are some prayers that may be a little more complicated to get answered. I believe that. I don't think anything that you pray for today you're going to get. I think there are some things that are a little more complicated. I think many times the answer to our prayer has a little more to do with us than Him. But there are some things that you can get answered. And so if you're one of those people say, you know what, preacher, I just never get my prayers answered. Tonight I've given you seven things that I'm 100% sure that God will answer if you pray them. So it may be that you were saying, I never get any prayers answered. It may be you've been getting a lot of prayers answered. You were not giving God credit for the answers. Or it may be you're just not recognizing the greatness and the goodness of our God. I enjoy asking for specifics. But you know, a long time ago, I realized God is busy all day long meeting my needs. And I think one of the most rewarding things is the thought that there are times when I should have prayed for something and I didn't have the good sense to pray for it, and God provided it because He loved me. He knew that I should have been praying for that, and He took care of me in spite of me. And so, you know, most of your life is like that anyway. You know, people that think they're these great prayer warriors, truth is, God was meeting their needs and had been meeting their needs. And I think God is thrilled when we come to Him. But our God is so good to us and so merciful. And He is such a providing God. He's taking care of us 24/7. And we don't even have the good sense to ask for half the stuff that He's already providing. But these are prayers you can see God answer. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. The simple question to start, if you died tonight, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? If you're not a born-again Christian, I wish you would receive Jesus as your Savior. But to those of you that are Christian, are you getting your prayers answered? And you ought to pray. There might be somebody in here you need to ask God to forgive you. Maybe somewhere along the line you've done something and you were a little fearful to ask God to forgive you. You say, well, I disappointed God and I let Him down. I've been a little ashamed to ask for forgiveness. You don't have to be ashamed. He wants to forgive you. He wants to hear you say, forgive me. He wants you to be patient with me, Lord. Be merciful with me, Lord. He wants that. Maybe you need to come. Maybe you repetitively let Him down and you kind of gave up on forgiveness. Maybe what you need to do is leave your seat and come down here, get on your knees for a second and say, Lord, this prayer I give to you tonight, forgive me. Be patient with me. He will. He'll answer that prayer. Who here tonight would say, God has spoken to my heart. Tucked in the sermon tonight was something that I needed, and it's going to help me. Can you raise your hand and let God see it? If you need a moment at the altar, I want you to come. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need to come to the altar? If you do, you come. Oh, God wants to answer you. Don't be afraid to pray. There's some things He always hears. God, forgive me. He'll hear it. He'll hear it. Oh, God, use me. He'll use you. God, be patient with me. He will. God, be merciful to me. God, help me to do the right thing. He'll give you the strength. But you're going to have to do something with that strength. God, teach me of you. He is going to make ample instruction available to you. But when you say, God, teach me, and then you won't open your Bible and read it, now how in the world can you learn if you won't open the textbook? You say, God, teach me. Well, how can you learn when you won't show up at church where that's the schoolhouse of learning? But I want some of you to be encouraged tonight because your God's answered more prayers than what you thought. God's been doing more in your life than what you thought. God's been answering some prayers that you weren't even recognizing He was answering. And you'll never wear Him down. He'll keep answering all the way to heaven. That passage of Scripture that we read, very interesting. He said, hear me when I call. Hear my prayer. And then He virtually answers Himself and says, oh, the Lord will hear me. He'll hear me. And I believe that. I believe that. one more time through the song while there are those that are yet at the altar. Just one more time, Sarah. Okay, good. Everybody.